track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start with cricket. Bovey Tracy First 11 defeated Bridgestone and Bellstone by 7 wickets to retain their spot in the A Division top 4. Only 3 Bridgestone and Bellstone batters made it into double figures in a total of 156 all out. And one of those was Craig Penberthy, who made 24 down the order at number 9. Ansley, the Bovey Tracy skipper, said he was happy to lose the toss and bowl first. On a hot day, where I don't think anyone would have bowled first by choice, I was fortunate not to have made the decision. Bovey Tracy's second 11 motored out of B Division bottom 2 on the back of a 135 run win at Braunton. Bovey's total of 273 for 8 proved well beyond the reach of Braunton, who were bowled out for 138. Bovey got away to a flying start with a ton-up partnership between openers Sam Veal, 61, and Ryan Jones, 49, and there were plenty more runs in the locker. Winning captain Green said, "We know we still have things to do, to work on, but this was a good result." Elsewhere, Biddeford moved clear of the danger zone with a whopping 257 run win over table proppers Abbots Kurzweil. "We know there's a lot to do now to stay up, but we have to keep turning up and staying positive," said Toby Codd, the player coach. Timothy and Sheldon heaped more woes on C Division West relegation warriors Chudley by administering a 132-run thrashing on them. Todd Ballman went in at 16 for 2 for Timothy and Sheldon and was still there at the end on 132 not out. He hit 17 fours and 4 sixes during 122 balls faced. Seamus McKenna was the other main contributor to Timothy and Sheldon's total of 256 for 9. Chudley were bowled out for 124. Elsewhere, South Devon arrested their slide down the C West table with a resounding 89-run win over Paignton at Queen's Park. Meanwhile, Stoke Gabriel won for the first time in 3 B Division starts when they defeated Hipplepen by 54 runs. Mac Besant, the Hipplepen captain, said there was one huge failing that cost his side. "You won't win many matches while dropping 7 catches," said Besant. "Had we taken even 2 or 3 more chances, the game would have been there to win." And now we come on to running. History was made on Saturday the 12th of July when a record number of Teambridge trotters took part in the Forest Flyer. An incredible 76 of them crossed the finish line, smashing the previous record set in 2019 when 57 finished the Chudley 6 race. The Forest Flyer is organised by Halden Trail Runners. It's a 5-mile race held on the forest tracks, paths and fire roads in Halden Forest. All the race profits went to the Exeter-based cancer charity, Force. The club's vice chairman, Nathan Elphick, who also ran the race, commented, "All those that ran tonight did the club proud. To get that many trotters in one race was simply fantastic. It was a sea of royal blue vests like nothing I've ever witnessed. We chose this race as part of our club championship. Apart from it being a cracking race, we feel it's really important to support fellow local running club organised races." Race conditions were a little on the warm side as the race got underway at 6 p.m. with temperatures hitting 23 degrees. Runners faced an undulating first 4 miles with downhill sections than up. However, the last mile is infamous for its long, steep hill. Anyone taking part needs to have kept something in the tank to get to the top of it without having to walk. That was certainly the case for Alex Sparks, who charged up the hill on his way to winning the race in a superb time of 28 minutes and 11 seconds. And Teambridge Trotters were out yet again, and they took part in the Otter Rail and River 10K, a scenic off-road race starting and finishing on the village playing field in Tipton St John, East Devon. It follows public footpaths and rights of way and takes in the delights of the Otter Valley. At last, a cooler race than previous ones this year and a lovely chilled atmosphere. Trotters felt it was very hard underfoot, but a great course. Organised by the Axe Valley Runners, it was well supported and marshalled. Derek Skinner and comrades commented, "We do like this 10K, worth travelling for." Derek felt good, but faded a bit at 8K. But still, it's another step forward after many races this year. And finally, you can't keep football out of the sport. Buckland Athletics' home clash with Torquay United was friendly in name only, as some fierce challenges flew in all over the pitch. The Yellows of Torquay, wearing white on the day, visited the Yellows of Buckland, and it was the former that came out on top, perhaps unsurprisingly, giving the divisional difference. The score was Buckland Athletic 0, Torquay United 3. The first half goals made the difference for the Gulls, but both managers made it clear that they were interested in far more than the result. Torquay boss Paul Wooden, a beloved figure on and off the field, further down south at Plymouth Argyle, was pleased with what he saw at Homer's Heath. He told the advertiser that it was a perfect workout, adding, "I thought the boys handled themselves really well. No injuries, so all good on that front. We got out of it what we needed." Buck's boss, Matt Cusack, labelled it as, "All in all, a useful workout. We knew we were going to spend more time without the ball. In the previous two friendlies, we've been the higher league opposition and have dominated the ball." And that's the end of the sport for this week.